Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm calling about a charge that I got from your company on my credit card.
All right, I'll most definitely look and make sure it's with our company. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
90638.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Ingrid Mansier.
Thank you, Ms. Mansier. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
13559 Meganwood Place, La Mirada, California, 90638.
Thank you. You're loading up now.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. All right, thank you for your patience, Miss Ingrid. This is due to the purifier, ma'am, that was ordered July the 25th. $7.95 was the shipping. That $56.95 is a membership fee. All right, you had access to a site where everything would be free, and you receive a $125 voucher in your email to spend at that factory direct store also. But that $56.95 is a membership fee, Ms. Ingrid.
Okay, I'd like to cancel that.
All right, even if I can get you a 50% discount on that membership fee, may be able to discount it for you.
Nope, not interested, thank you.
All right, even if my supervisors can get you a 75%?
No.
All right, I get you canceled. I just wanted to make sure, ma'am. Different qualifications that showed up on the account, but I got you canceled. That generated your cancellation code. I could verbally give it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, it's C as in Charlie, 261-158-595.
C as in Charlie, 261-158-595.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, I appreciate
that. You
were
canceled, no problem, ma'am. I thank you, and I thank you for calling customer support. If that's all the help you need.
Well, so is that going to, you're going to reverse that charge then?
I'm with the charges. I can't do anything with those charges when they hit the account. You missed that trial period, but I can't. I don't think I could do it with discounting it for you, and you did decline, so I made sure you was canceled out. And you wouldn't see another charge.
I want my money back. I don't even have the product. So you can't charge me for something that I didn't even have an opportunity to use. So you need to give me my full refund.
When you say you don't, it was shipped out.
I don't care. I don't have it.
All right, ma'am.
I'll send it back to you. I'll refuse it. I don't care. But
right.
You can't charge me for something. The woman that I spoke to when I
mm-hmm.
ordered it
mm-hmm.
said there were no additional charges unless I decided to keep it and use it.
All right.
So that was a lie.
It could have been. That's what I don't know who could have told you that.
Well, I don't know either. I didn't write her name down.
All right. So I just have to go by what we're looking at, ma'am. So
I understand.
Yes, ma'am. How about this? What if I go in and get you a 50% refund on that, Miss Ingrid?
No, I want that 56. I want a full refund, and I will send the box back to you if it's already been shipped.
Miss Ingrid, I do thank you for that, but due to the pandemic, our health and sanitary reason that we can't have a return on any products, and everything was stated in the terms and conditions of how the account would be billed, but I did want to use my customer courtesy code.
It was not when I spoke to the representative, and I will not open the box.
I know, but we're past that. I can't do anything with that. If we're going to work on the refund, can we stick to that, please? So let's try and get you refunded and canceled, Ms. Ingrid. You won't have to send it back. It'll be to no effect with you getting the account refunded or anything. That won't help. So you may as well keep it, and I can get you canceled, ma'am. So let's work on your refund.
But the cancellation needs to include the reversal of that charge. for $56.95.
All right, I get that. And by it being stated in the terms and conditions, how the account will be billed, those membership fees, they're not normally refunded. But for the inconvenience.
I understand that, but whoever told me there was no charge lied to me.
I know, ma'am. I can't, and I hate that they lied. But I can't do anything about her lying to you because it's not showing in the account where her spoke with you. It's not, when you call, the system automatically updated. If you speak with a human or not, it'll show that you called. But it's not even showing the young lady who spoke with you. She would have to notate your account. She would have to.
Well, that's a problem. That's a problem on your company's part. That's not a problem that should be extended to me.
I know, but I can't prove it neither. I can't prove that you spoke with someone neither. The computer is not going to lie, even if that human will is not showing it, ma'am. But I can get that 50% refunded to you, Ms. Ingrid.
No, you got to do 100%.
If I could, I would have already did it. I would have did it. But
you know what? You have to do better than 50%. Sorry, you just do.
That's the best I can do. I could transfer you to someone that may be able to explain those terms and conditions better to you, Ms.
I don't need someone to explain that to me.
I know, but I'm telling you, don't you think if I could, ma'am, I would have got it fully refunded?
I don't know what you would do.
But I'm telling you what I would do. I wouldn't have you going back and forth with me. I don't want to do that. It's only so much that I can do, and I can get you 50% refunded if that's not enough. I could transfer you to someone that can explain this better to you.
I don't have time for that right now.
Okay, so would you like for me to...
If you're not going to do better for me, I'll just call back another time or I'll fight it through my bank. Thank you.
Hold on, Ms. Ingrid. Hold on, ma'am. I'll place you on the brief before I speak with my supervisor and see if there's anything we could do. Hold on, please. Okay. All right, ma'am. She's going in now and getting that $56.95 fully refunded. That would generate your cancellation code. I want to verbally give it to you. Right. Well, there it goes. It went through. All right. I can verbally give you this cancellation code, and I'm going to send it to your email also.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am. So just let me know. Well, I gave you that 261. I gave it to you, didn't it?
Yeah, the same code.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to send that refund through that.
Okay.
So you'll see that cancellation code and that email address of IMANSIR at Outlook.
Yes.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I apologize about the inconvenience. You'll see that $56.95 fully refunded back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I'm sending it to that information to your email now, though.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. Thank you, Ms. Ingrid. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Good day, ma'am.